Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We started looking at the covenant that God created for mankind. Such a beautiful covenant, the new and better, improved with better promises covenant that God made through Jesus when He came to the earth. But that covenant was made and started and begun by God making a covenant with Abraham. His name was still then Abram, and God made a covenant with him. And because Abram said that he would sacrifice and he offered his son up to God as a sacrifice, and God stopped him before that took place, then God could send his son to be sacrificed for us. So God made a covenant with Abram, the old covenant, and then God made a covenant with Jesus, the new covenant, the Old Testament, the New Testament. And the Bible says that the new covenant is a better covenant founded on better promises. And so we want to look at our covenant rights and what God can do for His children that He's created this covenant with. And so we saw that God said to Abram, because of you, I'll bless the nations of the world. And we've been blessed by receiving Jesus. He said, and I will bless anyone that blesses you, and I will curse anyone that curses you. Don't ever come against Israel. Don't curse Jerusalem. Don't curse God's people. Pray for them. God brings blessings to those that pray for Israel. And we're in that new covenant because of what took place through the nation of Israel that God created. So let's continue where we left off yesterday and see what God's got to show us today. God bless you as we continue.
And that nation have come out with some of the most amazing patents in the world. They've come out with the most amazing healing things that you can get. They're a great nation. Amen. They've got one of the greatest armies on the planet. Yes, they do. Whether you like to believe or not, they do have. Amen. So he said, I will make you a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. Well, how many people have been to Israel? Right? How many people have been blessed by going to Israel? Israel have blessed us by allowing us to go there and see where our Lord and Savior walked. The Via Dolorosa. How many of you know you can walk where Jesus walked? That's a blessing. You can see where Jesus was being baptized. It's just amazing. Amen. Amen. And then watch what he says in verse 3. I will bless those that bless you. Aren't you glad that our president blessed Israel? Aren't you glad that America has stood by Israel for the better part since 1948 when they became a nation again? Watch what he says. I'll bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, whoops, I will curse. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, don't be afraid of those that can harm you and kill you and shoot you, but be afraid of the one that can take your soul for all of eternity. Amen. You, listen, you can curse me. It ain't going to affect me. You can shoot me dead. You're just translating me to heaven. But when God wants to bring a curse on you, remember the fig tree? No one's going to eat fruit from you again. Boom. Gone. You don't want God to be on the other side of what you're believing for. So the people that are coming against Israel, you've seen it, non-stop conflict in their own cities, in their own countries, non-stop, not enough money, not enough life. I mean, just chaos, non-stop in those that are cursing Israel. Amen. You see it? And those nations that want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, I've got news for you. The Bible tells us, and that's where I get my information from, the Bible tells me that there's going to be an army of 200 million coming against a nation that's not even the size of Jersey.
That's right.
200 million. America, we can field 5 million. I said 5 million. I doubled it up. 5 million in America, we've got an army. We're talking about an army of 200 million with a nation that's got total, spread out around the world, 9 million. 200 million, 9 million. You do the math. What is that? I mean, come on. And I can promise you this. Those nations coming against Israel are going to be squashed by God's mouth. That's it. That's the end time. And you think this is not happening? Well, if you read the Bible and you start reading and you see from Daniel and Ezekiel and Revelation and Matthew 24, you start reading and seeing where God was telling us these things. When you look at Israel right now surrounded, when you look at what's taking place right now in the world, God said pestilences and diseases. When you look at the earthquakes and the stuff happening, when you start seeing these things, know that that day is coming. It's coming, folks. So he says, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. Now watch it. And all people on the earth will be blessed through you. What does that mean? Well, the Messiah had to come to the earth, and he happened to come as an Israelite. I mean, I don't know why we're arguing about his color, whatever. He came as an Israelite, period. Well, I'm upset he didn't come as a Lebanese because I'm Lebanese. Well, I'm upset that he didn't come as a South African because I'm South African. I'm Afrikaans. No, he came as an Afrikaner. No, he came as this man. No, just calm down. Calm down. He came through the Israeli nation as an Israelite, period. I mean, I wish he came as mine, a South African. I would have been happy. They're making an issue about it now. I mean, anyway, moving on. And so Jesus came through the Israelites, and now anybody, for God so loved the world, every nation, every person on the planet, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son through the Jewish nation, that whoever receives him would have life eternal. I think that is the biggest blessing. I know that is the biggest blessing on the planet for anybody who receives Jesus. Anybody. You can receive Jesus and be blessed, blessed, blessed. Salvation is my biggest blessing. And then all the trimmings that go with the salvation, all the benefits after being saved with God, includes healing and prosperity and peace and joy and wisdom and knowledge. All you got to do is believe God and just speak it out of your mouth. Believe it. Operate in that thing. Have a relationship with God. You know, I was saying, I believe it was last night. I don't know any other nation or any other religion, should I say, that you can have a one-on-one with their God.
That's right. You said it.
And if they try to, they're not going to get any answers. Now, there are some people, it's a religion where they worship the devil. Oh, he'll talk to them, all right. He'll have a one-on-one with them.
Sure.
But you know where that's going. Those people that are putting up these statues to him and worshiping him, you might want to reconsider. You might want to change what you're doing.
Amen.
Because the Bible is written by God, not by Satan.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. And what he says about the devil and people with the devil and those that worship the devil, where you're going to end up, you might want to reconsider. Because
right.
God loves you. And he wants you out from that authority of darkness, and he wants to translate you into the precious son of his. It's available. So for whoever receives Jesus can be blessed by salvation.
Amen.
You can't get a better blessing than that. Well, my God gave me money. Okay, but when you die, you're going to hell anyway. Well, my God kept me healthy. Yep, but when you die, you're going to hell anyway. Well, my God gave me peace and joy. Look, I'm joyful. Look at me having another pint. I'm full of joy. Yep, but you know where you're going to end up, right?
Yeah.
Unless you say, my God gave me salvation and happiness and prosperity and peace and joy. And there's only one God. Isaiah 45:22 says, turn to me, all the ends of the earth, and be ye saved, for I am God and there is no other.
Amen.
And that's why he says, I will make you a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. I'll curse those who curse you. And all the people on the earth will be blessed through you. Well, I tell you what, thank God that Abram obeyed God. And thank God that God took the time to work out my salvation. Amen. Don't know about you, but I'm really grateful for that. And so I have been blessed through what Abram did, through the Israeli nation that he formed, God formed. And I've been blessed by Jesus coming through that nation and providing salvation for whosoever. Amen. Amen. Now we're talking about healing. Yep, we're going to talk about healing. And I want to show you that the promises of the new covenant are way better than the old covenant. Amen. So now watch here. Genesis 15, 12. Watch here. As the sun was setting, Abram fell into a deep sleep. And a thick and dreadful darkness came over him. Then the Lord said to him, know for certain that for 400 years your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and that they will be enslaved and mistreated there. How many of you know, talking about Egypt? Right. Remember that? Yep. This was way before it happened, correct? So does God know the future? Absolutely. How come he knows it? Because he's in the future. He's in the now, he's in the past, he's in the future, he's everywhere. The first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. So, he says here, 400 years, your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, that they will be enslaved and mistreated there. Now in Egypt, they were there, I think it was 430 years, before God delivered them through Moses. Verse 14, but I will punish the nation they serve as slaves. And afterward, they will come out with great possessions. Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? That God told them that he's going to already take care of that nation. They didn't even know about slavery in that time. But these Egyptians were going to have them as slaves. And they were just becoming a nation. I mean, it wasn't even a nation yet. And God's telling them, here's what's going to happen. And you'll be there for 400 years. But I'm going to hurt those people that are coming against my children. Now, I don't know about you. A lot of people think, well, that shows God's just a mean God. No. I've got two kids. And I love them dearly. And if you come to harm my kids, you come at them with a knife or a gun or a baton or something to harm them, and I've got a gun in my hands, guess what? We'll discuss it with the police later. But you're going down. That's how much I love my children. And my wife, right? Well, they came and they were doing that to God's beloved children. He loves his children. And it wasn't his anger or hatred, it was his love for his kids that brought the 10 plagues on Egypt. And they had every opportunity to turn every single time. The Pharaoh could have said, no, okay, I trust, I believe you guys are free. But he chose, and you might say, well, God hardened his heart. Let me just tell you something. God knew the beginning from the end. Before you were born, your every day was written down in the book. Do you know that? But you got freedom of choice. So God knew what you were going to do, and he didn't change what you were going to do. Because if he did, you never had freedom of choice. God is sovereign. Yes, he's sovereign over his word. He watches over his word, that his word will produce what he says it will produce. So when you... before you were in your mother's womb, before Israel were a nation, God saw what was going to happen. He knew what was going to happen. He wrote it down. He wrote down about Pharaoh, because he wrote down about you and me every day before I was in my mother's womb, fearfully and wonderfully made. God knew every day, and it was written down in the book, my every day. And so he knew what Pharaoh was going to do. He had freedom of choice. So he knew he was going to do that. He didn't harden Pharaoh's heart. Pharaoh hardened Pharaoh's heart. He had every opportunity to say, nope, your people can go. But he took the 10 plagues and he destroyed those people in Egypt, the people that were under him, because of pride, thinking he was God. Amen. It wasn't God's hatred. It wasn't God's anger. It was God's love. You let my children go. And I'm telling you, I would do the same for my kids. And so would you. You would do everything in your power to get your kids set free.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school.